You live?
Yep.
Yo! What's up, everybody? Thank you to coming. Thank you to coming. What the fuck is that? I'm thrown off by the iPad. Thanks for joining the Cult Sessions 15.0. It's Monday. It's a hot summer day here in New York City. Glad everybody's tuning in here. We got an amazing show as usual. Some great artists. We have a young up-and-coming artist I think you guys are going to like. His name is Keto. Thanks to Big Bully for bringing him in. Bully,
what's
come
up,
in
y'all?
Here, Bully. Just come in here for 1 second, dude.
He's like, oh.
But you're not wearing Colts, so again, I don't know.
But this is a plain coat t-shirt.
Yeah. Shout out to Bully, friend of the fam, for bringing in this guy. He's an amazing artist. Bully's always fucking cool. Always good to have you here.
What's up, y'all?
Shout out. Just drove up from VA doing a sick bike ride. Yeah, talk about that real quick.
Yeah, that bike ride was ill. Shout out to my boy Trey Songz. He had me out there riding the bike. It was for 3 days. Basically, I missed the march. I was late. But I was there. You understand? The next day, it was, what was that? The Feed the City Challenge. We fed the city. That was a blessing. Shout out to Trey, Pusha T, Moo Daddy. And the third day was yesterday, Sunday. We rode the bikes and represent the lives of the lost, people we love.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It was dope.
This shit's cold.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. All right, so what we're going to do today is we started off last week. We started doing a live performance. We had a Flam, which was sick. We got a shitload of DMs saying that was a great show. So we decided we're going to open up again with another artist. That's why we're going to bring Keto and do a couple of tracks. Then we'll have a small little chat with him. We also have Leah Robinson coming on, who's an amazing artist, model, granddaughter to hip-hop. So she'll be great to come on in. And then we're going to finish it up with Lady Luck, who's also another fam favorite of us, and looking forward to chatting up with her too. So let me get Keto in here. Come on in here, Keto. He's gonna do a couple of songs for you guys, and then we're gonna chop it up.
Marsh, what's up, baby?
Marsh,
what's up, baby?
Marsh?
Shout out to
Marsh.
We gotta shout out everybody on the live. That's what's going on.
All right, dude. So,
all right, so let's get it.
There's your mic. Ready to music.
So before anything, I go by the name of Keto. And I'm from the Bronx, New York. I want everybody that's tuned into this live to tune in. We about to ride out. You can put it up, turn me up. Knowledge though, homie. It amazed me how this fuck shit get acknowledged. I just need my profit. Hit it and go, I can't do no stopping. You park and we drive. Hit the road with merchandise, you need it, you know that we got it. Limited edition, Desert Eagle, whenever you count. Just in case you try to pull a move, two shots to your noggin. Fuck it, if you pull up with your crew, we all get a problem. Roll a blunt and get up in my move, and on to the hopkins. Punch you niggas out your fucking shoes like they do it in box. What you think, that Keto is a smooth? He don't know what he talking about, up in his songs, he don't know nothing, that nigga. Well, I'm gonna tell you something, and Keto ain't bluffing. I was born and raised where there was shots going off by the morning. Bronx, New York. That's where we come from.
Was that it? Did it end short?
Nope.
It ended?
Yeah.
What happened?
Why did it end?
I don't
know. No, me, you know that we got limited edition. That's illegal. Roll a blunt and get up in my mood, and on to the Hopkins. Punch your niggas out your fucking shoes like they do it in boxing. What you think that Keto is a smooth? He don't know what he talking about. A bit of songs, he don't know nothing. Well, I'm gonna tell you something, that Keto ain't bluffing. I was born and raised where there were shots going off by the morning. Blunt showing, everybody fighting, discussions for nothing. Ain't no long mower, it's the soup of that throw out the car. Welcome to New York with nothing but violence in my environment. Crackheads, it's all over the hood, they looking like some zombies. I was brainwashed as a youngin', Keto wanted his dollars, when he got it. Victor got a dime and he ain't have an option. Niggas talking how they love my brother and said that they got him. Not once, they put some commissary after 10 years. Shit got really hard when you left, bro, you should've been here. Had some real tears coming down my eyes. Ain't nothing like having you right by my side, you forever my. You won't hesitate to ride and I'ma ride, we gon' ride for each other. Got it from the mall with only gratitude and straight abundance. Fuck you if you hatin', just know that hatin' ain't doing We're fucking up y'all's soul and blocking blessings from whatever's coming. You the type to talk, but the type that would never. That's like missing all your groceries when going on a fool run. You a fool, son. I show you the routes you wanna go up. You gotta start from the bottom and lose. It's like it's how you pick and you choose. Don't lie, just tell the truth. And if I felt you and you say you're so proud of it, it's amazing the pride of shoes. But money never determines, and you showed it throughout you. You told me get up and hustle, and if you you gotta get up and grind. We ain't wasting time on the side. Everything I outside is going on this side. How you lose your life over? Can't believe my nigga dead. It be hard to sleep with you in my mind. You be in my head. Duck in the feds, I'm ducking these cases. Better watch you get a facelift. They try to knock me, I will not say shit. Keep them be on that same shit, no competition. Riding with some shots, nigga, you know they was Haitian. We Jamaican, smoking paper and farts, so nigga, we blazing. Blow with these niggas, yeah, I be facing. RP Nick, we ain't crip, but we blue laced it. It's the marathon, baby. More than just a marathon. Shout out to Co of Individuality for this live and everything that's going on. You already know what's up. Keep tuning in, baby. And if you want, if you just tuning in, tag a friend. And tell that friend, tag another friend. Why? Because this is where the show at, baby. This is where the show at. And we gonna come with another song called Helping the Projects. And by the way, it's on my new project that's on the way, called Quito's Way. So y'all better tune in, because it's more than a movie, baby.
Talk to
Let me hear that.
Talk to him.
Let me turn that up for me, brother. I've been feeling the way. I hope y'all listening. I've been loving too much, I don't think they loving back. Niggas be waiting for you to grow so they can watch your back. Where was you at when I was bagging in that fucking trap? Never lost my vision, had to leave, but also had to pass. Hungry as shit, wanted to rap, so I got to the bag. Bummy as shit, and now I'm trapping for this fucking cash. I was all alone, I'm by myself, I'm barely with my dad. Seeing my mother going through struggles really had me mad. Damn, got a little sister, now she getting grown. Who she gonna look up to as a man? That shit made me strong. And tell my mama I'm sorry for all the shit I did. Silly me, acting like a man when I was just a kid. Seen it come. I was only so now you feel me, huh? Stop blaming us black folks and where we come from. Shooters and violence and riots, we dead by the lump sum. Killing each other for profit, I pray that we
love us.
We need some help in the project. Shit is real when you coming from the bottom. We need some help in the projects.
Some struggles really
have
me mad.
Damn, got a little sister, now she getting grown. Who she gonna look up to as a man? That shit made me strong. And to my mother, I'm sorry for all the shit I did.
Silly me,
acting like a man when I was just a kid. See the gun, I was only 8, so now you feel me, huh? Stop blaming us black folks and where we
from.
Shooters and violence and riots, we dead by the lump sum. Killing each other for profit, I pray that we
love us.
We need some help in the projects. Shit is real when you coming from the bottom. We need some help in the projects, baby. We need it, nigga, shit is really real. We need some help in the projects. I know I do.
Shit is real
when you coming from the bottom. We need some help in the projects.
Love,
let's, nigga, shit is really real.
That
just goes to show you they don't care about us. Put us in a cage to witness death, that's what they hear about us. They want us to change, but never change over when they see around us. We go ahead and do what we do. Help in the projects. Shit is real when you coming from the bottom. We need some help in the projects. Nigga, shit is really real. We need some help in the projects. Look, shit is real when you coming from the bottom. We need some help in the projects. Look, nigga, shit is really real. Let it ride out for y'all so y'all can hear the fucking message on this song. We need some help in the projects. I want everybody to scream that. If y'all can't scream it, type it out. We need some help in the projects, baby. Because it's a movement. It's more than just a song. That's what we're doing. Projects. Shit is real when you coming from the bottom. We need some help in the projects. We need some help in the projects. Nigga, shit is really real. So real, shout out to Co of Individuality. You already know what's going on. Shout out to Bully Brown. Shout out to everybody on the tap in, on the movement, everybody on the live. Shout out to all my brothers. You already know what's going on. We gonna bring Rome back in. So we gonna do this like this.
Yeah,
Shit, brother, thank you so much. Right.
Appreciate it.
Grab that chair for a second. Let's talk a little bit. Okay, slide in here.
Yeah, should be good, right?
Hope everybody can hear us. We're not using the mic anymore. Yeah. Yo, that shit was dope. You're originally from New York, or you relocated to New York?
No, I am originally from New York. Okay. I'm from the Bronx, New York. That's where I was born and raised.
You have an interesting story, right? Because you actually were looking at baseball as a career. So how did that path and what you were doing lead you to where you are now with music?
Well, to be honest, it was a long time coming, you know? And even though I'm a young man, we still got it going on. But like I was saying, I played baseball my whole life, and that's all I knew. As a kid, my dad always installed that to me, thankful for him. But I never knew I was gonna do music, Ron, you know? Mm-hmm. It was something that just happened, and I'm not out of nowhere, because I blame everything I've been through, and I'm glad for everything I've been through. But I just used the grind that I had in baseball and the discipline and just put it towards the music. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
How did you, what was your first exposure to music and doing something on your own? And you know, what led you to where you are now? Like, how did this whole thing? Because I want people, because you're a young guy,
right,
and you're coming up in this game in a really a challenging time,
right,
and there's a lot of people that tune in for these sessions that want to learn about how other artists are coming up. You know, so, you know, as a young artist coming up now, what steps did you take to kind of get to where you're at, and how did you end up connecting with Bully and the pieces start coming together?
Well, that's a good story right there, Ron, because when I connected with my brother Bully, it was over Instagram. How y'all watching me right now? That's how it happened. So I hit up my brother Bully Brown, and I was very inspired, you know what I'm saying, by what he was doing, by everything that was going on around. And when I was playing baseball, actually I made a song. I wrote a song in Dominican Republic, because Dominican Republic was where I took baseball professionally, guys. So I wrote a song over there, playing around, not knowing that was, you know, I came back to New York, not knowing what to do. I'm like, you know how it is, it's hard as a young man. So, and especially growing up, it's like, we have challenges of a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So I just try to find my way and stay true to myself. And music played a big part in my life before I started rapping, mm-hmm, you know? And it just got me through a lot of things that I'm thankful for.
That's dope.
Definitely.
What are you taking out of this downtime right now during this COVID, this last 3 months? How, as an artist, are you, you know, writing, creating, looking now to market yourself moving forward with new material?
Right, well, from moving forward, and especially during this time, since we're all going through the COVID and everything that's going on, there's been a lot of shutdowns and everything else, but shout out to the people that are actually empowering what's going on and speaking for the people that can't speak, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to those people, because they are a big part, and this is a history, so they are a big part of what's going on. So that's something that also inspired me to make more music about what's going on, you know? So definitely, you know, I'm just focused on working on myself, you know, and building a better team, mm-hmm, because that's all we got, a good team.
Family, that's team, the support that we have around us, the friends.
Shout out Trey Songz in the room.
Yeah,
shout out Trey Songz.
What's up, Trey?
Trey, what up, baby?
You know, having these people around us that support and help build is the most integral part. And it could be immediate family, it can be the extended family of everybody that we work with.
Right.
Without these people, that support system, we can't do what we're doing.
Definitely.
You can't do your music thing, I can't do my clothing thing.
Right.
If you could tour, I always ask a lot of up-and-coming artists, if you could tour with one artist, any artist, and it could be from current or it could be somebody from the past, what would be that one artist that you'd say, man, maybe that's influenced you as a musician, that you'd be like, I'd love to fucking tour with this man or woman? Who would it be?
It would definitely be...
Sorry to throw you on the spot.
No, you're not throwing me on the spot. Good question. two people. It would be Tupac, and it might sound crazy, but Beyonce. Beyonce would be a dope person to go on tour with. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
Certainly, two iconic artists. I mean, Tupac and what he accomplished in his young career.
Right.
And what was yet left on the table for him to accomplish, which is a shame.
Right.
And Beyonce as well, as a musician, as a performer.
Right.
I think both could be lent something to be learned, you know, touring right. with those two artists.
Right.
Where can they find your music right now? Are you on iTunes or Spotify or YouTube, or where can they go? Because we always do a thing with our fans. Okay. Make sure you guys are flashing the double X's. We give away a shopping spree after a 30-day period, and all the fans that are listening have to go download or screenshot something of an artist that's been on, so we're getting people to be exposed to your music. So where can they find?
Well, my music is definitely on all platforms, so you can find it from iTunes to Spotify to anywhere you go and listen to music. Just search up my name, Kito, K-I-T-O, K-I-T-O, oh wait, K-I-T-O. Four letters, you won't miss it. Just search that up, baby, you won't find it.
I think
on Instagram, we keep those way. So K-I-T-O-S, way, W-A-Y.
I think the first time you came in here with Bully and you're just playing some of the music, for me sitting here, it actually had a little bit of an old school vibe
right.
to it. And yeah, I think that's definitely. When we were sitting here and we were playing that music, you had...
Bars.
It had a freshness to it, but it had an old, like a you had a historian kind of perspective on it. Dude, it's right. Your bars are phenomenal, and I'm glad we met. I'm glad you're rocking the cult. And
for sure, I'm glad to be part of the fam.
Yeah,
we only building.
Yeah, man, just always creating, always connecting.
Always
stay tuned, watch this guy, pay attention to what he's doing. The best is yet to come, and what he's got out there is already dope. So check him out, everybody. Kito.
Yes, sir. I want to give a special thanks to everybody that tuned in, everybody behind the cameras that's working, because it's a team. It's not just what's going on.
Oh, hell right yeah.
So we want to give a special thanks to everybody. Special thanks to Trey to tuning in. Everybody tuning in. Big Bully Brown, Ron, Marsh, Kito's Way is on the way, the EP. Just letting y'all know.
Check it out. Ron. All right, brother.
It was a pleasure, brother.
Later, man. Thank you. Go have a drink, man. Relax. Sit down.
Tell me the same with the request.
We've got right there, Leah.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
How are you? Can you hear me?
I do hear you. Do you hear me?
Yeah, it's a little low. We're going iPad today for the first time.
Oh, it's all good.
Oh, that's a little better. I'm getting too many comments and I'm squinting like an old man, kind of look at what's going on.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. We good. Hi, everybody that's tuning in right now. What's going on?
Can I get my beer? So, listen, thank you for coming on. I just kind of wanted, because I always try to intro everybody just in case they don't know who you are. Your bloodline in the music industry is phenomenal. Your grandmother, Sylvia Robinson, was the founder of Sugar Hill Records. So yes. I think you've had it in your destiny to be involved in the music scene somehow, and you're making your way now. You've just released a single, Private Dancer, right?
Yes,
that's
I do.
Out right now.
Fire!
Who's that? Whoever that is. Thank you.
I got Marsh and Will over here, and Kito and Bully, and everybody's
fire!
In here.
Fire!
Hey, he's a great hype man. He's great.
So the visuals are phenomenal. The song's phenomenal. Talk a little bit. Tell us a little background, kind of, growing up in the family of music and kind of where you got to today and what we can expect from you moving forward. Because, I mean, there's a lot of shit we can talk about. So
for
I talk
sure.
too much.
No, don't worry. So I started music since I was younger. Obviously, it is in my bloodline. My grandmother started and founded the first hip-hop genre label ever. So it's just been in my blood forever. And then I just started basically just finding my own sound and reaching out and just finding different people, producers and writers and things that I felt like really, really got me. And we just locked in and just created such dope records, such dope vibes. Private Dancer just came out, and I literally found the producer in Johannesburg, and I was like, I need you to do this song for me. I believe in your stuff. I love your work, and he loved mine too, so we just kind of put things together and created something phenomenal. So, and if you guys haven't checked out the music video, it is very spicy. You should check it out right now.
That's insane. The visuals are phenomenal.
Thank you. And it's different. A lot of my other visuals, they're kind of sort of... PG. This one was kind of towards the R.
Yeah. It's hot. So, how long did it take you to kind of prepare to create that? Because the video, I mean, everyone needs to go check it out. Everyone go check out Private Dancer for sure. But, you know, prepping to do that whole thing, talk about that process.
To be honest, for me, things like that are easy. Like, I love the people that I'm around because everybody's always ready to work. Like, I called my friend Andre, who filmed the video for me, and I was like, bro, I know it's quarantine. I know there's a lot of shit going on right now, but I need you. We need to shoot this video. We need to shoot it now. So I had that conversation with him, and we shot the music video like 3 days later. I invited my friends, who one of them is a private dancer who was really, really lit. And I was like, I need you to be in my music video. Then my other best friend, and it all just came together. Like, I'm the person, I use my resources, and I love to work with my friends and people that believe in me just as much as I believe in them. So it turned out really, really dope, and I'm very excited about it.
That's awesome. What, so now that you've released this, what's next on your plate? What are you working on moving forward?
Well, I'm always working, Ron. I got a studio in my house. So I also engineer, I mix, I master all of my stuff too. So it's super easy for me to always go and record something. So I'm definitely always working on new material. I definitely still have my album to finish mixing and mastering a little bit, but you can expect some dope visuals on the way. Some great music. It's just refreshing and it feels good. It just feels really, really good. And it's nothing like anybody has ever heard. It just feels really good to your spirit and your soul. And my voice is lit and the music is popping and the visuals are even doper. So check it out.
Who would you say, I'd like to ask, I mean, it's maybe a mundane question, but again, you're a little bit different than a lot of artists because of the heritage in your family, but who would you say the artist that most influenced you, you know, in terms of your style right now that you're putting out, which is different, but we all have inspirations that kind of lead us to our finding our inner core and who we are, mm-hmm. to project our voice.
Honestly, the first one I could say is my grandma. I always grew up listening to her sing all the time. My first concerts were for my grandmother and for Ronald Isley, who lived right across the street from us. Like, he would literally just come over and I would give them concerts. So literally just the people that my grandma and my grandparents had me around, the Isley family, of course, Sugar Hill. And as of right now, like, I love listening to my friends. All of my friends are beasts when it comes to music. So I listen to a lot of their music. My brother, Darnell, is fire. Him, Kardashian. It's just a lot of people. Everybody that's around me that I work with, I always listen to their music. It's and definitely mine, because my music is fire. So.
How are you keeping it? Because your social media game. I mean, we're living in a world where Instagram and, you know, whatever, Facebook and Twitter and Twitch and all that stuff. You're keeping your social game hot. How you doing?
What was the question? I'm sorry, it went out.
I said your social media, just your persona, your image, and everything is hot. How are you? I mean, we all gonna again need to find our voice and our image. It's challenging in this day and age with so much clutter out there in the social media game to stay relevant, to stay, mm-hmm. to stay stylish, to stay fresh. I mean, what you, and to kind of stay true and organic. What would you say your secret is with that? Because I need a little help with my social media.
I don't think about anybody else. I don't look at anybody else and how they're doing anything. I look at what I'm doing and how I can master what I'm doing the best way that I can. And I love me and my team for that, because we love what everybody else is doing, but we're on a mission. So it's just like, we don't change what we're doing just because this person is doing that or this person is doing this to stay relevant. Like, I'm not going to do something that my spirit and my soul is not okay with. I kind of just do what I feel is right. And we just kind of focus on the end result and the game plan. And we focus on our own dreams and goals and aspirations. And we wish everybody else the best of luck. But yeah, we just stay on our own true journey. And we're not bothered or fazed by anything else that anybody else is doing.
Well, I always tell, don't walk in the footsteps of others, right? Always make our own strides in life. So
yeah, I like the fact that I feel like I'm creating my own blueprint. And I think that that's really, really dope. So many times people want you to have a certain formula or format. And I'm just like, that doesn't work for everybody. So I'm in like the exploration phase where all of my team members are just so down to just find what works best for us. And I love that.
You had a dose of television doing the reality show. Has that inspired you to want to also kind of pursue some other creative outlets in acting and in television or movies?
Definitely. We have a couple of situations on the table that I can't really talk about right now. But definitely, I love acting. And a lot of people don't know me and my brother, Darnell, did a lot of acting in commercials and things like that when we were younger. So now that I'm, like, getting back into it, it's really dope. And I enjoy it.
Yeah. You can't leak out any potential, anything? Little sneaky.
I don't know. Ron, I like your hat. Maybe if you exchange the hat, I'll let go of some information. I'll see.
You know what's crazy? This hat, we've had them in stock for a while, and I started wearing this in a few other versions of it with the double X's on these live sessions. And all of a sudden, everybody's been ordered. We just sold out of these things.
No, but those are fire. I like that.
You're lucky because I just asked my office manager, and she found one brand new one unworn here in the office. So
it was for me. I already knew it. See, that's why I spoke about it. I was like that. I knew it. I felt it.
Well, you've done a few videos actually wearing Colt.
Yes, I have, and I wore it to All Star Weekend too, and got 1,000 compliments on my outfit. Like, I love y'all stuff. You have no idea. I'm not just saying that. I really love it.
Don't lie to me, friends. You don't have to lie.
Listen. I came to the showroom. I got pieces to go to Chicago like the day before I was going to Chicago, just so that I can be in Colt. Trust me, I love y'all shit.
Do you hear this guy, Marsh? May as well just fucking come over here.
I need the invitation. What's up?
You met Marsh when you were in the showroom?
Let me see him.
Marsh, come over here, Marsh.
Did you meet him in the
office or no?
Hey, did I meet you when I was there?
No, we didn't. I'm just ad-libbing because I appreciate all that you do. I love the social content that you create.
Thank you.
I love that you go hard for the brand. You always tag us. You always show and prove. That's why I wanted you to be on the show. So
thank you.
I'm just ad-libs right now.
I appreciate you.
That fiber dancer though, that's a hit.
Hey, thank you guys so much.
So all right. So then, tell me real. What's your favorite thing about Colt then?
My favorite thing about Colt is that I like men's clothing. I'm a girl, but I'm such a tomboy, and I love to feel like comfortable and swaggy. And I think the first person I saw wearing it was my brother. And anytime I'm tempted to steal his clothes, I'm like, I need that. Like, I steal my brother's clothes all the time. It's a thing, and he's really angry about that. Still do it to this day. So when I wanted to steal his jeans, I was like, no, like, I really like them a lot. So it's just a swag that it has, and I like the fit of it, and it just fits my body type really, really well. And a lot of them are male jeans, so the fact that it fits me, I'm like, oh, this shit is lit. So
we used to do women's product for a long time, for about 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. Women's business got a little tough, and we decided to take a little pause. But part of the reason why we did take a pause is we had so many boutique stores that would come in and say, hey, can you do women's like men's? Because the men's has a whole different vibe than what we're doing.
It does.
And when we started to do that, all the stores were like, oh, that's way too forward for my little boutique-y store and whatnot. So, and all the women were coming in and they started like, let me get the men's jacket. Let me get the men's jean. Let me get the men's
jeans. Because they're lit. They really are. I love them. Like, the hardest part for me going to your showroom was figuring out which pieces, like, I shouldn't take. I had like 15 or 16 pieces. I was like, no, I just want everything. Like, how do I leave these things behind? So it's dope.
But what we're gonna have to do then after you and I get a, I'm gonna message you from my Instagram, not the cult one, my personal, Ron Poisson, and mm-hmm. we're gonna do a little, because I was putting together an order for you, but now maybe I want to do like a little video thing so you can kind of look at it while we're in the office and you just say,
I love that.
So we should do that. So I'll message you from my Instagram after. So you're probably not following me, which you should be.
No, I am. Trust me. I know the thing behind it.
So check your inbox. I'm going to message you my cell phone, and we'll jump on a call, and I'll show you some stuff. And you'll be like, yeah, I want that. Yeah, okay. No, not that, but that.
I'm going to.
So we're here. I'm going to do a little video call. Video call. Holy shit.
She goes ham for us.
I should just pull the chair.
No, I'm just having this.
I love it. I'm here for it. That is so funny.
When's your next trip back up to the Big Apple?
Well, I literally just left there yesterday, the day before. I'm in Atlanta now, but what?
I mean, you could have extended it and just been in the spot.
I know. Next time. But you know what? I'm coming back. I live in Jersey, so I'll be back very, very soon. But so probably like another 2 weeks.
All right, cool.
Yeah, right. I'll be back in 2 weeks.
Definitely gonna swing by.
Yes, for sure.
But I'm shipping the box to Atlanta. Yep. At an address, yeah?
You know why? Because I thought that I packed everything that I needed for this trip when I got here. And I was like, I packed nothing that I needed. So I was like, oh, no, no, no. Please send the clothes here. Please. I need the trip now.
Oh, that's hot. Listen, I appreciate you coming on so much. You're amazing talent. Everybody, please go check it out again. I tell everybody, you have to go to the artist. You have to screenshot it. They've downloaded and watched or played or video. And send it to us because we want people to be exposed to the artist. Yes. For anybody not familiar, you need to be checking it out. You won't be disappointed checking out that video. For sure. Right, Marsh?
Ad-libs, yep. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you guys are just now stepping in, my name is Leah Robinson. I'm a singer, songwriter, dancer, actress, all of the above. And I need you guys to go check out my brand new single, Private Dancer, right now. We have two versions, though. We have one version that's on YouTube. That's the clean version. And then we got, like, the uncut, dirty version that's on OnlyFans. But you guys can find that on my page, okay?
Wait. Yeah, go to your page. So where's the uncut version at?
That's on OnlyFans, so it is onlyfans.com/TheLeahRobinson, along with some behind-the-scenes stuff, too.
Everyone needs to hear. Back up. Marsh is too loud. Sorry. Say that again, please.
OnlyFans.com/TheLeahRobinson. It's lit. Subscribe to that. What did he say?
He's like subscribing now.
Okay, I thought you said he subscribed. I was like, go ahead, bro. Go ahead and subscribe. Please check out. If you guys are in here and you follow me, I will follow you guys back. Just at me, because trust me, I love the support and I love that y'all love me. And yes, it is not appreciated. So if you guys follow me, just at me, I will follow you back. Ron, thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to come back and see all of y'all in the office. I'll be back in like 2 weeks.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Later. The Leah Robinson. Check her out. Go check out that video. We have another. Oh, not here. Not there yet. We got Lady Luck coming on in a second, who's just a sweetheart. I just love her.
Don't you love Lady Luck?
Love Lady Luck. She should be in here. Oh, she's not in there yet. Luck, send me a request. So listen, let me just talk for a couple minutes while we wait for Luck to send. How's everybody doing? Hope everyone's doing well. Looks like the country is starting to reopen a little bit, which is nice. Again, the retailers starting to open up. We're actually starting to ship some goods to stores. So please, 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 everybody who's out there, you know where you're at. You know the stores that carry Cult. Go check them out. Go support the business that are trying to reopen and do their thing. If you can't find what you like there, you know you always go to the website, check that stuff out there. The Cult Sessions 30 discount. Remember, it's only good for 24 hours. So hit that, then it's gone.
Throw us a request, Luck.
Oh, waiting for Luck. I think it's right there.
Bang, bang.
There we go.
Be in there.
Fucking Marsh.
Did I do good? Am I in?
You did it. You did good.
Blah, 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 blah. Hey. I'm fasting tomorrow, though. I'm fasting tomorrow, guys. I'm going to go on the liquor fast tomorrow. Okay?
Wait, pull up. I'm going to show you a bottle.
What are you showing me now, yo? Ladies and gentlemen, Ron is such a horrible influence. He introduced me to Mama Juana and had me talking in different languages. What up, bro? What's going on? How you been, sexy?
You know I'm in the building just doing what I do.
There you go, right there. Digger. Ladies and gentlemen, stay away from that right there.
Introduce you to this?
Stay away from it.
Different.
Stay away that's from that thing different. Right there. That thing is different. Bubbles is going on.
That should make you have a baby you didn't even mean to. You got automatically pregnant when you left, right? Yeah. You didn't even know how. You're like, what's the
it's yours, Bully. Bully is yours.
The crazy thing is Luck. She's like, oh no. Oh, that shit's strong. Then like 5 minutes later, you have any more?
Now that thing right.
That's why I gotta stop drinking, because I don't know how to stop. When something makes me feel good, I just keep going with it. So that's why I'm like, no. I gotta chill out for a week or two. But Bully, the baby's yours.
I'm gonna hit you love, baby.
All
right. I told everybody today I was gonna start fasting. What are you drinking right now, though?
Okay, I don't even know the name of it, and I feel really bad right now. I just got this in the mail, but I'm going to promote it in my story. They sent it to me for quarantine, but they outside barbecuing. Shout out to the family, the kids. It's out there. They in the pool. So I figured, hey, I taste it. But it's delicious. It's like some strawberry liqueur.
Oh.
I love Lady Luck.
Listen, I need to backtrack for a second because the brand is, again, so multicultural, there are going to be some people that don't know who you are, and I want people to know. Lady Luck,
shout out to her. Is a porn star.
I always say people like, what did you do before? I'm like, internet porn. You know, and people used to look at me like, really?
People be like, I'm like, yeah, I do porno.
No, listen, this woman had the pleasure of meeting for the first time several months ago when Holla brought you into the office
as a motivational speaker for artists that are
coming up. But I mean, a background, signed at the age of 17 years old to a 5-record deal, right, with Def Jam. And you made your name doing the battles, right? Accomplished artist, but Lady Luck is so much deeper than that. When we've had time to sit and chat and, you know, televisions you're working on, reality shows. I'm not sure you said you were, I don't remember, writing a book or something. You have your own weekly show, which I want to plug for a second. Your quarantine karaoke that you're doing every Wednesday night, which is
yes, sir.
Sick.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I wish I had my sound effects loaded up right now. But yeah, we have so we have the quarantine karaoke. This week, actually, we're doing the Keep On Walking Challenge with CC Peniston because I'm doing a lot of work with CC behind the scenes. Got some dope stuff going on. So shout out to CC Peniston, and we got Pizza Pusher. Did you guys link up yet? Jack Thriller with the pizza
stuff? Oh, yeah. Yeah, he hooked me up. I went up to the spot. I went up and checked out the whole spot.
Yeah, those are my guys. Dope. Shout out Jack Thriller, Pizza Pusher. So they're sponsoring this week's quarantine karaoke. You know, Marsh and them, they hooked me up with Ebenezer. He gave away some T-shirts. They finally mailed the shirts out. And
Your boy finally got the shirts out.
Yeah, so we just signed it. We're about to do my mom's movie. We just signed a deal with that. So shout out to her and the production company. I'm trying to keep things under wrap because, you know, I have some... Anyway, and we're doing that. I'm working on a TV show right now. I got some dope people on that. Our own reality show. We like this with the network, like this and like this. So we almost there. You know, we just wrapping up our last couple things. And I'm still writing. I still got stuff going on. I'm in the studio. So, I mean, I'm just pushing everything, you know.
How do you, honestly, you're one of the most amazing people I met because you're
energy. Is that why you keep me fresh to death, Ron? Because you be having me fly. Everybody's like, where's those hats from? And that's you guys, too. Shout out, the whole squad is up there. But go ahead.
Yeah, listen, your energy, you have, I think, one of the best smiles I've ever seen. You're just always just full of energy and positive. And again, that speech you did last night for artists and musicians that are trying to come up and talk and how difficult it is and thinking it, doing it. Be everything positive and seeing everything through. Not can I, it's will, you know, I will do it. And I remember all that stuff. And I remember wishing my daughter was here to listen to that entire thing. It was really, really encouraging because you've been through a lot.
Thank you. Shout out to your wife. Your wife is in the building.
My wife's always in. My biggest supporter. I wouldn't be able to do it without her.
You know what it is, Ron? You know what it is? I've been through hell and... I got very familiar with pain. Me and pain and disappointment, we were friends. They was the most consistent at one point in time. You know, disappointment was the most consistent thing going on. But when you take that, and you know, whatever the devil meant for evil, God will make good. So I've been through situations, and sometimes I cause the situations by trying to make something happen without letting God handle it, or me trying to do things within myself. And it wasn't successful because that's not what God's will was. And other times it was just, you know, it wasn't meant to be, you know, and, you know, of course you get hurt and disappointed and things of that nature, but you can't stop. You know, last night I was watching this new movie, Brian Banks. They got every all the black movies is free on demand now. I cried 5 times. I never cried 5 times before in one movie, but because it's like hope and you can't give up. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching, I just want to encourage you and tell you, you can never give up. Like, you can never give up. If there's a poster child for not giving up, it is me. And this morning when I was meditating and I was praying, I said, thank God I don't look like what I've been through. That is for real. So, I mean, I just want to encourage everybody to just keep moving and keep going. And I know that sometimes it get rough and you feel like there's no end in sight, but you can't give up.
It's, more people need to listen. You need to be doing some, you know, more, aside from your quarantine karaoke, which everybody check that out. Wednesday night at
8 p.m. Eastern time. I pushed it back an hour because people wasn't ready, and I didn't want to rush. Take me an hour to be figuring out which wig and comb it and makeup and lashes. It takes me time, so I said 8 o'clock works perfect.
Well, here's the thing though. This thing's supposed to go, everybody. This is supposed to go for an hour, and I'll tune in when it's going on and watching. And then 2 hours later, I'm going on Luck, still going with that thing.
Yo, now Ron, I'm not complaining. But everybody else with their lives, it only go an hour. They don't shut me off.
Why? We were gonna ask you how.
Yo,
that?
Bro, yo, Ron, I have some lives that's up for 180 minutes. I don't know. I don't get a fuck.
Yo,
and I did one of my karaoke's was literally 3 hours long. Yeah, it was 3 hours long one night, and they was like, oh,
I know, I saw you. Check. I mean, by the time you were done, you're like, yo. You guys are going to be getting twisted right now, and you're like, I'm done. I'm done. I'm hanging up now. And then somebody's like, oh, shit. Someone's like, all right, you come on. And it kept going. And I'm looking at my marketing team. I'm like, yo, how the fuck is she going for 3 hours, and we got to restart in an hour?
Yeah, right. I don't know, man. I don't know if it's a glitch on my page. I'm not going to complain, but I never have to shut it down. Like, and even the other day when we did the live and Donna was there, Donna has, like, way more followers than me, and I was shocked that she said, we got to come back in. I said, oh, so I got a little golden cage over here. They don't bother me for the music samples and all that. I'm in a nice sweet spot with Instagram.
Stop stitching. Yeah, you, whatever it is, yeah, don't talk about it anymore. I mean, whoops, we're not even talking about it. Because
I'm not mad. Shout out Instagram. I mean, they let me rock longer than D-Nice.
Yeah, right? I don't understand how he's doing that, playing all this shit. Oh, see, they're doing this whole camera thing today on this thing. How do you keep, you said that, you said, thank God I don't look like all that I've been through. How the fuck do you stay looking so young?
Yo, Ron, I'll be honest with you. I was looking at some other pictures. I was looking at pictures, like older pictures and stuff like that. Hold on, can you close the door behind you, bro? I was looking at some pictures when I was younger, and I looked terrible in some of them things. I mean, even like 2-3 years ago when I was with somebody else, I looked horrible. I think the best thing, I started looking better when I was actually taking care of myself more spiritually, not being around the wrong energies and vibrations, changing my diet, definitely, but being single, man. Being single? Oh, shit.
That's keeping you young?
Being single, Rod. I don't, shit.
No, she shouts out my wife a little earlier, and now she's
No, that's me, because everybody else, people's lovers keep them young and encourage them and stuff. Me, I'm a female, and I date women, so this is not even, I don't even know, this is not working. Even no matter which way I try to spin it, it's not
working. You can't spin it. You're like,
you know, I just I pray a lot. I meditate, and I just change my mind frame and how I perceive things in life, and just look for, you know, the positive in things. Like your wife said, thanks, Luck. He asked me how
Chris,
I do it.
Chris, we're gonna have to have a little chat later.
You guys rock, and you look good, and trust me, man, I know how old, we just celebrated your birthday, how old you said you just turned, so cut it out. You look freaking amazing too. And how we stay looking young is not being stressed out, having good people in our lives who encourage us, having good energy, vibrations, because the more I pass the mirror and say I look good, the next time I come back, I look better. So it's all about what you're programming your cells and your body to think and to believe. And that's what it is going to agree with. So if you say I'm looking ugly, well, that's what's going to happen. If you say you're looking good, shit, I can't wait to see what I'm going to look like by August. You know what I mean? So it's just about encouraging yourself.
I wish I could say I look 50 pounds lighter and that shit would happen in a week.
Well, Ron, you gotta think it, because I ain't gonna lie to you, quarantine, if they ready to go to the beach, I'm not ready. Old school Lady Luck is back, okay? MC Snack Pack. So I gotta get back on my shit. You know, I gotta my trainer, he called me, I said, I've been riding 10 miles a day. He said, a bike? I said, yeah, he said you could go walk 3 miles and it'll be better than riding 10 miles on a bike.
So
Yeah, that's what I said, because I've been going up hills and outside. I don't even have asthma and have an asthma attack, so I didn't know that.
You know, he's probably right, because you know I'm not a big exerciser, and listen, I have no reason for not having worked out, because I have a nice gym in my basement. But the only thing I'll get on is the bike, and maybe because it is the fucking easiest thing, I can get on the bike and I'll be on there and I'll be watching a movie or watching something for 30 minutes, and I'm starting off at like 12, 13, 14, and then I kind of look and I'm like down at like 6, and I'm watching, and then my time's up.
No, I'm outside with it, Ron. I'm through the city. Ooh, watch out. Stopping that red light. You know, hurry up, cross the street. Like, no, I'm out here in the city with it. My nephew, he'll play his we'll have a speaker in his book bag, and we listen to EDM. Cause I like hip hop music and all that, but when you ride it, like, dum, 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 you know what I mean? You're like, yeah. So we be out. You know, I gotta get back on it, man. Cause I don't know if it's good for exercise, but it's damn good for stamina. You know, my quarantine friends just cut me off, Ron. My feelings is hurt. Ladies and gentlemen, I had quarantine company, and they said we can't do this no more because it's not going nowhere. And I was like, damn.
Mm-hmm. Listen, you've been rocking the shit out of Colt. Look, she's got the hat on now. In the t-shirt. Oh shit. And the t-shirt. She's like, come on. Wait, can I see the bottoms now too?
I got shorts. I ain't send me those
shorts. Yeah, we got some the sweat shorts. I gotta get over to you.
Yeah. And you know, sweet, even though I gain weight, I still wear a small. It's crazy. Maybe so in my mind. Maybe I'm telling myself the wrong stuff again, because I don't know. When I look in the mirror, I'm like, damn. You're not, the clothes is not wear, you know, bad, so maybe you're not gaining weight. I don't know what's happening.
Well, you want to know what's crazy is I'm getting on the scale, I'm actually weighing less, but I'm looking a lot sloppier.
We gotta tighten it up. That's what we gotta work out. We gotta work out.
The muscle disappeared, whatever muscle was there, and it's turned to fat. That might be it. I don't know. Why do you like the Cult so much? Talk to me.
It is one of the only hip-hop lines that I don't want to call it a hip-hop line, but it's one of the lines that I have bumped into that actually represents almost every genre of music, you know? And besides the fact that it has, like, the style of the futuristic, the Asians, the K-pop and all of that, it matches rock and roll with hip-hop to me. So, and that is the wave that's the wave of the future. That's where everybody's going, you know? So it's like, you could see a Axl Rose wearing the hat, but you could also see a Dave East wearing a hat, you know, or the shirts or the jackets, because everything is so fire. It's so forward with the fashion. And besides the fact, I love everybody, like, where'd you get that? Or what is that? You know, I'm always tagging you guys on my page. And like, it's the only hat brand I'm going to wear this year. You know, I remember last year, New Era, they had sent me a box of hats and I had rocked the shit out of that. But now I like the way that these fit. I gave them all away. And I had some exclusives. I had some one-on-ones. I gave them all away. If I go in my room, I'll show you. I just got Colt up and down the back of the door and Colt all through the top of the closet. So
yeah, her
closet.
Yeah, she showed it on her live. She went, because I didn't believe her. She was like, you don't understand, that's all I wear. She went into her bedroom, opened up, and the stuff was on the top of the wall. It's all rainbow Cult hats in the closet.
Yeah, color coordinated on the back of the door. I don't play. You know, people keep talking about me wearing hats or ask me why do I still wear hats. It's like a crown for me. You know, I started wearing hats back in the day. It's nothing wrong with my forehead. You know, you guys see that sometimes when I do my wig the right way. But I just like it. You know, and it's my style, and it's how I rock with it. And maybe when I grow up and mature one day, I won't wear them. But until then, until then, it made me look fly.
Yo, if will you venture out to Long Island, come and hang out on the boat one Saturday or Sunday?
Are you kidding me? I've been waiting for this opportunity my whole life. I made it to the boat, mommy. I made it. Telling you. You call me. I would say I would bring some hotties, but I hit ground zero.
Bring the hotties.
I hit ground zero, man. I gotta get back in these streets, you know. And I'm a little nervous. Everybody's outside. They partying with no mask on. I'm like, What up, Nizzle? But yeah, so definitely, I'll definitely come out there. I'll bring a bottle or something.
Yeah, I want you to come out and chill out. We just picked up a friends of ours. We have a group that comes out on the boat with us, and they said, you know, what do you want? I'm like, just get me a big fucking raft. So they bought this big 5-person raft from behind the boat. So it's got the drink holders, it's got like a bed, it's got chairs, it's dope. So we just anchor in a little bay, we drink.
When's the next time you guys going on there?
This weekend. I go every weekend.
All right, good. So, I mean, we have each other's phone number. You like to text me bright and early in the morning, so you do. I open one eye. Last night. Is that wrong? Yeah, I was like, you know
why? Because the whole fucking weekend, I forgot to send you the flyer. So then when I got up this morning, I'm like, oh, fuck, I never sent that. She asked me to send that, so I figured send it early. And I was up late last night. Fuck, yeah. Sorry.
No, you family, bad. Ron. You can text me. No, Ron, I'm fucking with you. You can text me anytime you want. Come on, guy. My guy.
Well, my marketing guys hit me at like 6:30 in the morning, 7 in the morning with shit. And I'm not a morning person. I'm a earliest 9 o'clock I'm getting up. And after that, but I can't do it.
Yeah, I don't know. The quarantine, it made it changed my sleep pattern, but I'm definitely up like 6:30 in the morning. I don't want to miss out on much, you know. So I'll get up, I'll scroll a little bit, get up, meditate, bullshit. I just try not to smoke in the morning, because if I smoke in the morning, it's gonna change the direction of my whole day. So if I could not smoke,
so,
then,
then it's it. That the day's not.
It is. It just goes differently. It just goes differently. So I'm working on no wake and bake.
Yeah, everybody's telling me I need to start smoking so that I can alter my perspective a little more and not be so high-strung.
I don't think you're high-strung, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe they have a different experience with you. I think that you're just on point, and you know what you mean. But there's nothing wrong with smoking a little weed, especially at night, chilling. You know? I binged on the Twilight Zone last night.
You're talking about the quarantine. What are you most looking forward to when things get back to pseudo normal? Where do you want to go? What is it you want to do when things are like?
Besides getting out of town and stuff like that, but I just want the world to change, because I don't think everybody's paying attention that we're going to shift and it's a different frequency coming. You know, I know we all focused on certain situations by themselves, but if you take a step back and look, you'd be like, wait a minute, somebody's trying to talk to us, because you have this whole COVID thing. Where they saying that, you know, I don't know if it's real or not, or the cases are going up or down. You got the whole Black Lives Movement. You got the whole Killer Hornets. You got kids that still being kidnapped. You know, there's people still in these concentration camps. I mean, there's just so much genocide is still going on around the world. You know, it's so many different situations that's still going on. And I don't think we're paying attention. Like, wait a minute. We're on the brink of something new. So I'm not looking forward to going to any parties. I'm looking forward to where the future is going, where it's taking us, and being on the right side of history. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, that's a good answer. See, that's what I love about you. you might fly by the cup, but everything's very thoughtfully thought. It's thought out.
Don't give me too much credit.
the last thing is, again, you know, you got the reality shows, you got some different things coming out, the for TV. You gave me one concept you talked about. I hope you do that one. There was one banging concept.
I know, I'm running my mouth so much. No, Ron, I have so many different ideas. And, you know, when we get off live, I could really feel you in about what's going on. You know, I'm most truthful with you, because, tell you don't tell your things to people, because their bad energy and negativity may hinder it. But I also believe telling good people your ideas and tell them what's going on, it pushes it forward, you know? So I believe me sharing things with you because you have such a, you want to see me do good. I want to see you do good. So it'll send it even further in the universe. So when we hang up, I'll definitely fill you in. But God is amazing. Yep. And I realized in my life that the closer I get to him and the more time I spend with him is the better things get. I don't know what works in everybody else's life, but I know me being single right now and me just focusing on what I have to do for me, I know that it got me rocking.
Yep. Are you going to, I know you write some music for other people. Are you ever going to do anything for yourself coming up?
Okay, no, they keep asking me, and I'm like, fine. Now, I have a dope album, you know, and the reason why I haven't put out music, because for one, I've been working on my other stuff, but two, I didn't want to write. I mean, I write good stuff, but the time is now. Like, the music that I wanted to write and the things that I wanted to say fit the time that it is now, you know? I also just sent a record that, and I'll show you text messages. Give people the chip.
Let's get some bars!
I sent a song to somebody, and people, when they heard the song, they said, give them the chills. Now, listen, I didn't say it, but I will show you text messages. But long story short, please keep that in prayer, because not only will that record, if this person does this record, when this person does this record, will it change everything that's going on with us, but it also, because of how large the person is, it'll also change the frequency of music. So we need, you know, for us, we need this person to do the song like that. Not just because it's mine, you know, because it's not mine. The universe gave it to me. I'm happy for it. But keep me in prayer, y'all. That's it. Just keep me in prayer.
Everybody.
Pray for me. I pray for you. I win. We all win together. Trust me. I win. We win.
I love you so much.
I love you,
appreciate
Ronnie.
You coming on here.
You keep me fly. I just need some shorts. Y'all send me a lot of winter outfits, and don't get it twisted. I'm going to keep everything in here. You know, thank God for Central Air. I'll be wearing the hoodies during quarantine karaoke, but one pair of shorts.
All right, I'm going to get you some shorts. I'm going to hit you up, not tomorrow. I'll hit you up Wednesday because I want to talk about a couple different things too. So,
all right, man. Well, come on there. Thank you for coming on, and thank you to the guys. I just love all of you guys, man, and I can't wait till this is over. That's where I want to go. I want to come back to the office and spend time with my guys because I miss all of you and I miss you guys. So that's the place I'm looking forward to coming.
You want
to
come back here for some more Mama Wanda?
Nah, I can't drive when I left there. You should have heard the phone calls I was having, the things I was saying to people when I got out of there. Shit, I don't need that shit. This is going to get me in trouble.
All right, I'm going to hit you on Wednesday. Coming, everybody tune in.
Yeah, I'm out of here, Ron. They got the barbecue, and they behaved themselves long enough. But thank you, Ron, so much. Shout out to Call Individuality. Shout out to all the guys in the building. I love all of y'all up there. You already know. Wednesdays, you can check me 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Quarantine Karaoke. All your favorite celebrities be coming through. People with talent, no talent, it's all the same. We have a good time. We give away money. We give away prizes. We give away Cult Individuality. We give away weed pizza. We give away weed. We give away everything. So God bless y'all. Keep it locked and keep me in prayer.
All right, later, Luck. Have a good one. I'll talk to you. Thanks so much.
All right.
Bye. Lady Luck. Wow, we had a great show today. Thank you, Keto, coming on earlier. You're still sitting here chilling with us. Everybody's drinking. Leah coming on and Lady Luck. So make sure you guys, we're going to go back. We always go back and recap how many people are flashing those double X's in here. We watch that. We check how many people are in. Make sure you're DMing us. You guys are going, checking out the music from these artists that came in. You need to go do some homework. Check out Lady Luck's library of stuff that she has. Amazing. So check it out. Always creating, always connecting. Cult of Individuality. Appreciate everybody tuning in. What's up? Brent Wright. And Brent wants us to do shots. Can we do one round of shots?
Do a shot. Keto's here. Do a shot.
Let's get. Hurry up. We got a minute and a half. Go get this. Pour the shots. Pour with some bourbon. Bully everybody. Double X's, double X's, double X's. Let me see those double X's. I see a bunch of people sending chat requests. We don't have enough time to do a chat request. We're going to get shut down in 58 seconds. Our next session will be next week, next Monday. We actually might be doing something. There's a little teaser. I haven't even talked to anybody about it.
Boys
from Ocean Hill for supplying the apple brandy. Check that stuff out. Ocean Hill brandy.
Taking a good old shot.
Oh, shit. Ain't nothing going on. All right. All right, we got 31 seconds. Come on over here, Keto.
Are you ready, Ron?
Yes, sir.
All
What's this chance to? This is to good health, right. A society that is blind to color, helping each other elevate, not breaking down. To always creating, to always connecting to everybody out there. Thank you so much. Later to you, man.
Blessings. And to you too, brother.
Later, everybody. 3 seconds. We're out. Step aside. Hit the live, Marsh. You live?
Yep.
Yo! What's up, everybody? Thank you to coming. Thank you to coming. What the fuck is that? I'm thrown off by the iPad. We thanks for joining the Cult Sessions 15.0. It's Monday. It's a hot summer day here in New York City. Glad everybody's tuning in here. We got an amazing show as usual. Some great artists. We have a young up-and-coming artist I think you guys are going to like. His name is Keto. Thanks to Big Bully for bringing him in. Bully,
what's
come
up,
in
y'all?
Here, Bully. Just come in here for 1 second, dude.
He's like, oh.
But you're not wearing Colts, so again, I don't know.
But this is a plain coat t-shirt.
Yeah. Shout out to Bully, friend of the fam, for bringing in this guy. He's an amazing artist. Bully's always fucking cool. Always good to have you here.
What's up, y'all?
Shout out. You just drove up from VA doing a sick bike ride. Yeah, talk about that real quick.
Yeah, that bike ride was ill. Shout out to my boy Trey Songz. He had me out there riding the bike. It was for 3 days. Basically, I missed the march. I was late. But I was there. You understand? The next day it was, what was that? The Feed the City Challenge. We fed the city. That was a blessing. Shout out to Trey, Pusha T, Moo Daddy. And the third day was yesterday, Sunday. We rode the bikes and represent the lives of the lost, you know, people we love.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It was dope.
This shit's cold.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. That. All right, so what we're going to do today is we started off last week. We started doing a live performance. We had a Flam, which was sick. We got a shitload of DMs saying that was a great show. So we decided we're going to open up again with another artist. That's why we're going to bring Keto and do a couple of tracks. Then we'll have a small little chat with him. We also have Leah Robinson coming on, who's an amazing artist, model, granddaughter to hip-hop. So she'll be great to come on in. And then we're going to finish it up with Lady Luck, who's also another fam favorite of us, and looking forward to chatting it up with her too. So let me get Keto in here. Come on in here.